Yes, listeners, welcome to Ringrose Park for round four of the Canterbury Cup in New South Wales Rugby League. I'm Tony Salerno. Both teams eager for the 2 points. Newtown winless in their first three games, while Wente just the one win to speak of, but have been agonisingly close the last few weeks. Bevan French tries to chip and chase. He's chasing. Tries to get the regather. You betcha he does. And he runs, trying to improve the position beside the right hand upright. Bevan French, he's a star in this league. They've tried the conventional structural plays for the first half an hour, have the Wentworthville Magpies, but it was just some individual brilliance by Bevan French, the chip and chase, it's gone in this one, Wentworthville leading the Newtown Jets nil with a kick to come. Luani's strong defence, meet the shoulder of Greg Eastwood, many have said that over the years. McCulrick, Cassis passing at the line, Ray Stone was almost cleaned up and blindsided. Fourth tackle beside the right hand upright, 3 metres out. Bevan French shapes the kick, goes behind the back. Davies, dummies, goes one-on-one with Trindle. But can't get to the line. A metre out, rolling, but can't get there. Last tackle, says the referee, parrying a dummy half. Bevan French, tries a crossfield kick onto the chest of the 18, Ray Stone. As usually reserved for the centres, but the lock forward says, I'll take that. Plucked it out of the air, slammed it down, and that's 4 more points for the Wentworthville Magpies. 10 points to nil, 6 minutes remaining in the first half. 10 metres out, in line with the right hand upright. Dropped underneath from Seguiaro. Julius. He's put down 10 metres out, almost on the same blade of grass. Vasquez steps off his left foot, trying to get underneath, get to the ground. The Wentworthville Magpies hold him up. Falls. Does he get there? Spinning. Was there momentum? Referee said, you betcha. 4 points for Daniel Vasquez and the Newtown Jets. Many fours, the tackle was completed. The crowd wasn't very happy with that one, but eventually swerving, turning enough, and putting it down. 4 points for the Newtown Jets. The score is 12-4. Wentworthville's way, 4 minutes into the second half. 10 metres out, centre of the field, McCulrick. Most of the right, Buttfield, the forwards combined. Ray Stone, too big, too strong, and the lock forward powers his way there. 4 more points. For the Wentworthville Magpies, they lead 16-6, 9 minutes into the second half. Bevan French, the 5-8, another chip and chase, bounces, trying to get between Kennedy, he does, and beats everyone to the dead ball line, slams it down within an inch of it. Try time for Bevan French, that's his second try off a chip and chase. He's really got a knack for it, Adam Staples, he's a natural footballer. 2 tries for him, 4 more points for Wente, 28-6, kick to come, 16 minutes remaining. Seguiaro on for Trindle, behind the back, Kennedy goes back underneath, Talakai, the back rower, leaves 2-3 in his wake, the fullback couldn't do too much about it, and Talakai, who's been strong on that edge, is rewarded with a 4-pointer, 30-10 with 12 minutes remaining. The Newtown Jets, it may be all one and done for the Wentworthville Magpies, but they can put pride in the score, Adam Staples. 2 metres out, slow play the ball though, holding down Newtown, referee's on his last nerve with that infringement. Brad Kieran steps on his right foot, offload, and underneath the kick, the Leaf Miller, the beneficiary, try time for the Wentworthville Magpies, and that does cap off an outstanding day. 34-10, the Wentworthville Magpies over the Newtown Jets. That one will be from right underneath the goalpost. On for Bevan French, kicks it back Hoffman towards the post, and waiting there was Josh Hoffman, beat the Newtown Chasers to it, and dived over underneath the sticks. Great play there by Bevan French. He's got it on the string this afternoon. A lot more of an attacking, creative game this afternoon. Short 10, it's finally worked. It's finally worked for the Newtown Jets for Brad Kieran. Strong tackle there on Polselli. That's a siren in the background. It's the final play of the afternoon. A victory for the Wentworthville Magpies. They win this one 42-10 in round 4 of the Canterbury Cup. I'm Tony Salerno.